Hey friend, Beth here. Have you been wanting to get in God's Word but don't know where to start? Well, we have got you covered. We're so excited to share with you our new gospel study, a meditation on Mark called Listen to Him. In it, you'll not only learn about Scripture, you'll learn how to pray with Scripture by entering into each and every chapter of the gospel imaginatively, bringing your prayer to life. And friend, Jesus is alive. And he wants to encounter you in his word. So join us. You can start today. The Gospel of Mark study is available now in the Blessed Is She shop.
May 15th, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Kendra Tierney. That soft launch panic. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. John 17:16-18. The summer before I left for college did not go the way I thought it would. My dad, formerly a fun-loving parent willing to do anything for me, could think of nothing but all the life skills I had yet to master. I remember it as weeks of changing car tires that were not flat, replacing the wax ring in a toilet. I have not attempted that one on my own. And balancing a checkbook, back when people used to do that with a pencil. There were renewed reminders about how one should answer a phone. Hello? Does residence? Kendra speaking. And whether one should call boys? No. And that one must always keep an up-to-date Thomas Brothers map in the car. Praise the Lord for GPS. It almost feels like Jesus is having the same sort of soft launch panic over his disciples in today's gospel reading. See John 17:11b-19, running over all the ways he has tried to prepare them for life without him in the world, and lamenting the trials they will face. But guess what? My dad is still there for me, for advice and encouragement and occasional bathroom repair projects. Even though it's been decades since I lived in his home. And Jesus is even more of a source of strength for his disciples after his passion, death, resurrection, and ascension than he was when they were in his physical presence. Of course, Jesus' words are for us today as well. Just like a good dad, Jesus teaches us and sends us out into the world to be in it, but not of it. And just as I've passed my dad's lessons along to my roommates and friends. And now, my oldest three kids in a fit of enthusiasm before they left for college. We are called to share the truth we have received from Jesus with the world. Sister, take some time to pray with the words of today's gospel. How is he calling you to share his truth with others today?